just want to kind of capture the highlights here. Catskill Town Board approved the budget, will approve the budget tonight in preparation for its delivery to the county by the deadline of November 20th. The board began budget work in September, consistent with the timelines that are prepared by the state of New York. Department heads were provided with budget estimate sheets and worked with town board members who had assumed point responsibility for specific departments at the January 2016 organizational meeting. Department participants were from ambulance, buildings and grounds, central garage, highway, technology, finance, senior center, code enforcement, human resources, town clerk, planning and zoning boards, and assessment. And participants included Supervisor Doreen Davis, Deputy Supervisor Patrick McCulloch, Councilman Bob Antonelli, Jared Giordiano, and Paul Vosburg. Budget process was conducted with the assistance of Kirsten Bulich and Anna Signoretti of the Finance Department, and in addition, municipal consultant Michael Richardson provided consultation, and professional oversight was conducted by Patterson, Kosky, Howe, and Bucci, certified public accountants. Filing of the tentative budget with the town clerk was submitted by September 30th, and a series of public budget workshops were conducted during the month of October and were open to the public. Revisions to the budget were made during the workshops in preparation of the filing of the preliminary budget, and a public hearing was held, and revisions were finalized prior to this final adoption this evening on November 16th. As previously stated, the town was able to balance the budget, maintain key services and personnel while remaining under the tax cap placed in effect by New York State. As a result, there will be no townwide tax increase for Catskill. The budget process was largely conducted as a zero-based budget in that all departments needed to build the rationale for resources from the bottom up. There were no incremental increases without a thorough examination by department heads and point board members. In addition, the finance department completed its transition to QuickBooks in the first half of the year, which allows real-time examination of the cash flow by department, allowing for adjustments as necessary. So we submitted the tax cap today to the website. We have appropriations of $5,868,155, less revenues of $2,383,361 for a tax levy limit of $3,176,279. There were a couple of adjustments made to the preliminary budget. And they include the Kiskatom Fire Department's preliminary budget was $152,802, but will be adopted at $155,770. The B Fund revenue building permits B2555 in the budget preliminary had been stated at $43,000. We have simply broken that out. That line will have $40,000, and the B Fund revenue line, the fees will be broken out to B2115, which had been zero, but now will be $3,000. So that just takes that $43,000 and splits it up. So what went into the state was, for year ending 2016, 3.151318, tax base growth factor of 1.0011, pilots receivable through year end, $6,182, and an allowable levy growth factor of 1.0068. So with all of that, with nothing being carried over from 2016 in terms of available carryover, we have a limit of 3,176,279. Which, as I said, ends up with a zero tax increase. Questions, comments, observations? If you're comfortable with that, I'd like to just post that on the website with the budget. Okay, so it gives a little background. We'll send it to the Daily Mail for their background. So, Resolution 138-2016, adoption of preliminary budget as the 2017 final budget. I need someone to present for consideration and adoption the following. Whereas the town board of the town of Catskill held a public hearing on the 2016 preliminary budget on November 2nd, 2016 at 6:35 p.m. with all in attendance having an opportunity to be heard
And whereas the Catskill Town Board hereby approves the preliminary budget as the 2017 annual budget for the town of Catskill and authorizes the town clerk to present this approved 2017 town budget to the town supervisor according to Town Law 109. The town supervisor, within 10 days, must submit said 2017 annual budget to the county legislature as prescribed in Town Law 115. I will entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. McCulloch, a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No one is absent. The motion is carried. We have a 2017 final budget. Congratulations. Done. Amendments to the code enforcement fee schedule. I think our enforcement officer put the increases in. He, I believe, reviewed it with all of us, right?
Yep, he made a couple of revisions.
Yep.
He gave us a copy. The department had a meeting a couple weeks ago, and then he sent out a new revised copy today.
And I think the only thing that he had said is that he hadn't heard from zoning or planning. I did get to Gary, asked him if there were any issues. He said that he saw none. He did ask us, though, on another note for the first week in December. They had sent us new governing rules. Mm-hmm. We need to formally tell them that we're okay with them.
No.
So I sent them to you again electronically. So let's just make sure we do that for our first week, Liz, of December. The only... I sent a note to Joe Izzo in terms of planning board. There have been some increases, but I don't know if there would be any issues. Do you feel uncomfortable not moving forward? I think we're okay.
I'm okay with it.
Planning board, actually, looks like planning board stayed the same, so there would be no change. There was subdivision increases, that's all, minor and major. So are we comfortable with just moving forward? Okay.
Yes.
Entertain a motion?
Make a motion.
Motion from Mr. McCulloch for the town of Catskill has code enforcement fee schedule, and the fee schedule was last updated in December of 2007. And whereas it is the recommendation of the code enforcement officer, Elliot Fishman, to amend the fee schedule, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby approve the amendments to the code enforcement fee schedule effective November 16th, 2016. Motion.
I'll make them. I'll second.
Mr. Cullick, second from Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We'll have a new fee schedule. We'll post that where appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I updated Patrick on this. I had an opportunity to participate in a, which I have sent to you electronically so that I don't kill a tree. Patrick and I had listened to a presentation from San Francisco on LED streetlights, had some good numbers we had shared with you, thought it was worth pursuing. There was another opportunity to be on another webinar this week, which presents us with a local opportunity. It's called the Mid-Hudson Streetlight Consortium. Costs us nothing. It's funded. Excuse me. Funded by New York State Energy Research Development Agency, which would help us in terms of reimbursement. They'll do all the analysis for us. One of the things Patrick mentioned is we might want to reach out to the village, because what they'll do is they'll provide procurement power, so that if more of us were buying lights. So I'd like permission to just join the consortium. Doesn't cost us anything, and we benefit from their stuff. I don't think we need a resolution. I just want to let you know. Who should we reach out to on the light thing? Do you want to reach into somebody over in the village?
Yeah. I'll send Heather and Mike.
Okay. And you can send them that whole email. It's got all the information in it, too. Budget we did. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, we had neglected to renew our permit in the fall of 2015. So that's all been done for cementing. Only two items. They thanked us for removing stuff that was hanging where it wasn't supposed to be hanging. They do have a concern about floor grates and parts of the railing on the Imhoff tanks. and that the rest could potentially erode through. Who makes decisions on what we fix and when? Should we talk to Joe?
Yeah, ask him his opinion.
And work with Sean. I know it's not his department, but...
Yeah, if Joe calls me, I'll go down. I've met with him on a couple things, but not on anything as far as that goes, so...
Okay, yeah.
The rating is good anyway, right?
Yeah, the rating is fine. It just said, please be aware that they're still very rusty, you know, so... Maybe we just touch base with him. I'll send you a copy of this.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, could you send that to
me?
Actually, you know what? Here.
No, I'll have it. I can forward it to him.
But then I get rid of all this paper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Instead of having a
format. There you go. We'll get you a shredder out there, okay?
I already have one.
Oh, okay.
It's a good spot for this.
Water. Oh, water. Thank you.
You were cold?
I didn't think I was ill.
It's the dry air in here.
Thank you. I thought there was something I was supposed to do about water. I wasn't sure. I think that's the end of my list, and no one else had a list. Annexation. Oh, the annexation.
Did we hear back from the village on that?
We never heard anything from the village. And I think our decision had been that it was
up to them.
The village's their call, right?
They're the ones that have to claim the property, right?
What was it, 90 days after, Liz?
Yeah, so we have until December.
Can we, maybe one of us, follow up with the village and see where they are? Because we have to take an action, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want me to send a note to them and copy
Liz,
you guys?
Liz, do you want to send Betsy an email?
Yeah, just email Betsy. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a chance to do it this afternoon, sorry.
Clerk to clerk.
Clerk to clerk.
I was doing village levy.
Yes. In order. Okay, so you can let us know, and then if we need to act, we will. But I thought the end of that story was that it was kind of their call, and then we would do what needed to be done based on their recommendation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mary Beth.
Hi.
Hi.
Very, very, very brief update. Things are going really well. Land to be installed in Austin Acres, which folks are, I'm sure, aware of. The pump station over there will have landscaping around it, so it will not quite stand out as much as it does. After they're finished in the Austin Acres area, they'll be going straight across over to Brooklyn or Jefferson. The pump station over there will also be worked on. Only two other notes. One is that we're going to work to bring restoration closer to the areas where they're actually doing work and trying to get those two contracts to come together. Because we don't want to happen, we don't want to get our first big snowstorm and have a whole bunch of stuff that didn't get restored. So paving restoration work will start in Austin Acres fairly soon to bring all that stuff together. And then the only other thing is the target is to get lines all the way up under 23 into about the proximity of Stewart's, hopefully before winter shutdown, if there is one this year.
Mm-hmm.
We get that cold winter that people keep talking about. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Some questions? Or? You would pay a lot more money to have a building on it, because when you build a building on a pump station, you have to have heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It has to be explosion proof
environment.
There's going to
be
guardrails. But there's
going to
be guardrails
around them.
Yeah, and then landscapes, so it'll look really nice. But, yeah. Buildings are expensive. I mean, that's the end of the day, buildings are expensive.
Is there paving scheduled for this coming week or next week? Or?
I don't have that detail, but you can get in touch with Travis Allen and they can tell
you. Okay. Tomorrow for the meeting.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the meeting, and they're going to try and get all, I don't know if you're going to come to that, but they're going to try and get all that stuff mailed out tomorrow. So that's
Is the plant closing this week?
No, I don't think so. Spoke with Rick today, and he still has a few thousand ton to do for Caro and Hunter, and then South Babylon's going to be open too. So,
yeah, and they'll stay. You know, they usually Thanksgiving is usually their target, but if they have productive work and they can get it done, and it's not too cold, they'll stay open. We've had them stay open a couple years ago. We had them stay open well into December, second, third week of December, because it was so warm that 1 year that was like 65.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The calls have quieted down. We have a couple of issues, but nothing, you know, it's right. insurance-like, and we've
right.
got a drill in place, and Travis has been great about following up.
I mean,
yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
A like this. It's a huge project, and when it starts, people are surprised, but it's a big project,
mm-hmm.
and it disturbs a lot of areas, so we kind of get used to it. It's the same thing when DOT does paving or when, you know, any
mm-hmm.
of those things, so it's getting down. Louisi has been very, very responsive. They've done a really, really good job with things. So that's been really nice. It's been nice that they've been that, you know, very cooperative.
And we've gotten the financials have all gotten straightened around, so
yes.
Friday looks like it will be an executable day in terms of paying out on the disbursements and the like.
That's awesome. It's a constant paperwork battle.
Yeah.
Having all the right paperwork in place on the
mm-hmm.
right day from the right people.
Yep.
And
hats off to Kirsten, who has really jumped on this. Diana Spears from Municipal.
Yeah.
Solutions and the EFC people that we've been working with. It's big, but they've all been doing
they're really,
yeoman's work.
They are, exactly. And it's, you think, you know, you do how many draws? You're going to do probably 30 or 40 draws. And you think, okay, you do one a month. Every single one is different.
Oh,
some
yeah.
of them are restricted, some of them. So you really have to stay on top of it. And Kirsten has done a really good job.
Yeah, no, I think we're pleased with the process. I don't think anything. Audrey from the assessor's office, as you start talking about water and EDUs and things, could she talk to you as kind of a subject matter expert at an appropriate time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. I know she reached out to Kathy. They were working through some details
mm-hmm.
today.
All right.
I'm not clear on exactly what it was.
Yeah, and she wasn't sure if it was appropriate to reach out.
Oh,
and I told her I thought it was.
Without question.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
cool. Perfect. All right. Boy, I can tell it's November. We got nothing.
Budget's done.
Budget's done. We're anything from our highway?
And Sean doesn't have any snow. Everything's great.
No, this weekend.
It's not going to snow.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Did you just get the alert from the state for this weekend?
For what?
For the state weather for this weekend?
Yeah, about 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be this weekend. It's going to be Thanksgiving.
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 They can't tell what's going to happen tomorrow.
It's going to be Thanksgiving.
The 1 year I decide to travel.
Where are you going?
I never go anywhere. South Glens Falls. There'll be 9 feet up there.
You got the Audi.
That's true.
No, take the
Subaru. No, we'll take the Subaru. Are you kidding?
You might run out of electric by the time you get to South Glens.
Wednesday.
It'll shut off the heater halfway.
It's been a couple years.
Power.
Oh, man. Unless there are any other... unless we have any other items, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Mr. McCulloch, seconded by Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.